more compassion than anybody ever looked at me. And she said these words to me. She said, Jim, you don't have to die for the pain to stop. Somebody already died for you, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, it struck me in that moment. Now, I didn't have any great revelation, no bright light. What struck me, how did she know? Nobody in that room knew the plan that I had. Nobody in that room knew the pain that I was in. I'm sure if you could read faces, you probably could guess the pain, but nobody knew the plan. So I'm thinking, how did she know? And in the moment, I realized this God had sent her must have told her. And what it did, that's what brought about my salvation. Such a simple thing. It moved me from hopelessness to hope. That just maybe, I don't have to die for this pain to stop. And so I had nothing to lose. I had nothing, I had everything to gain. I thought I only had one option. And in that moment, I was offered another option. And so I took it. So I looked at her and I said, all right, what do I have to do? And she said, well, follow me. And I followed her into our dining room. There was this one place in the dining room where there was a bare spot that you can fit two people in. With everybody around, I'm stepping over people to get there. I'm oblivious to them. I don't care anymore what they think of me. I got to get this pain. I got to get this torment out of my soul, out of my life. So I go in to the dining room. She says, let's get down on our knees. And I was so grateful for that because I felt so awkward. Everyone else is sitting down. I'm standing up. She's 5 foot. I'm 6 foot. So I feel very, very awkward. And she says, let's get on our knees. And I'm very grateful for that. And then she says, let's lift our hands to heaven because then we feel closer to God. And I realized, because I'm a very practical person, so at first I'm thinking, lift your hand. Then when she said the reason why we feel closer to God, I thought, well, that makes sense. He's up there. So I'm in my dining room and I'm lifting up my hands. And she says, pray after me. And basically, I prayed what we would call the sinner's prayer. I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins. And when I was saying my sins, in a moment, I can't explain it, but I was feeling the depravity of that sin when I said it. I was feeling the torment of what I've done to so many. In that moment, I felt the torment, the pain of what I've done to my dad and what I've done to my brothers and the disappointment of my coaches and how I've taken this life that the Lord has given me and I've just wasted away. All that happened in a few seconds, but in that moment, and I'm crying my eyes out for the wretchedness of my soul. I mean, I'm just sobbing. And then when I asked Jesus to come into my life and to change me, in that moment I realized that the impossible could happen. That yes, that's what I was. But I no longer have to be that way. I don't. This God that saved me can transform me. He can change me. I don't have to be like I was. I can be something different. And I'm crying. And now the tears have gone from the wretchedness of my sin or my soul to the joy of my salvation. Now, I wouldn't have described it back then because I had no Christianese that I could speak, but I know that the tears have changed from one of sorrow to one now of joy. Now I'm smiling because of the possibility, the potential, the endless potential that is before me. Where at that moment, all I thought I was